You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are live in Leesburg at Pupatella Pizza. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Kondorian Murad, would like to help you draft a last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Good folks out here at Pupatella have taken great care of us all day long. They continue to just shovel delicious food down our gullets. We never complain about coming out to Leesburg to hang at Pupatella. We're here until 6:30 for another 90 minutes, so come on out and talk ball with us and get ready for the Commanders and the Eagles tomorrow, week 16 in the NFL and the college football playoffs. But right now I want to go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome onto the show the new general manager of the Washington Nationals, Ani Kalambi, the 31-year-old former Phillies executive who is now the GM of the Nats on day one of his new post. Ani, thank you for the time. You're on in D.C. It's Grant and Danny here on the Fan. Still sound a little weird to hear that? GM of the Washington Nationals, Ani Kalambi?
First of all, thank you for having me. And yes, short answer, it does sound a little weird. A little over 2 weeks ago, I wasn't contemplating this at all, and now I am fortunate to be a part of this great front office.
So how did this come about? Did you initially interview for the GM job, or did they just want to chat and talk and kind of find a way to make you a part of their organization? What can you tell us about this process?
So the Nationals reached out to the Phillies via a call from Paul to Dave Dombrowski, to request permission to talk to me about the GM role. Prior to that, I had no inkling of this happening. This call happened 15 days ago. So these processes happen really, really quick. It was really a whirlwind of interviews and different calls to vet the organization. But ultimately glad it worked out.
Yeah, that's amazing. Did you know Paul Toboni well previously? What's your relationship like with him?
We did not know each other super well. So we had met at the GM meetings a couple of years ago and had a couple of casual conversations. Despite the fact that we both went to Cal, we didn't meet each other there. So this call really came out of the blue for me. I'd heard really great things about the organization that they were building and the people that Paul had already brought on board. But at the same time, this was definitely not something I was anticipating going into it.
Tony Colombi comes over from the Phillies, where he led their R&D department, was an assistant GM, and now he'll be the general manager of the Washington Nationals, working under President Paul Toboni. So had you interviewed for GM jobs in the past, or had you gotten these calls, or was this the first one? And when that happened, I just can't imagine what a life-changing moment that is. Just take me through your emotions as you're having that initial conversation, but not sure if it's going to lead to anything or go anywhere.
Right. Well, what helped me is that I didn't have any expectations. This was the first time I'd had conversations about a GM role with anyone. Prior to that, I'd gone through a similar interview process with the Phillies 4 years ago when I joined the Phillies. I went through that interview process with them about the assistant GM role. But this was the first time I was talking about a general manager's role. Contemplating this magnitude of life change in the shorter period of time is really daunting sometimes, because I think that there are elements both on and off the field that are really important to consider. Within the opportunity, are you going to mesh well with the people that you're likely to work with? Is this an opportunity that is going to leave you really excited? I was really beating myself up over leaving the Phillies. That group has been really, really good to me. Learned a lot from them. And was really excited about the trajectory of that organization as well. But just balancing the opportunity to interview for this role, it felt like the right decision for me in my career, and decided to take the leap. But there are, multitude of factors to consider for sure.
Of course. We've been lucky enough to have Paul on and Blake Butera on. Paul obviously being 35 as a president and Blake 33 as a manager. One of the questions that comes up is how young the organization's going. And now as a general manager, you're 31, and I'm sure you'll get those same questions. What's your philosophy on age in these roles, and just what that number means, not only for you or for Paul or for Blake, but organizationally, the trend here of the Nats clearly going very young and high energy?
High energy for sure. I think that ultimately we're not aiming to optimize to have the youngest front office. It just so happens that it worked out that way. What we're trying to optimize for is cultural alignment, belief in similar organizational structures and decision making in a similar decision making apparatus, and it just so turns out that we've happened to have a relatively young group, and of course that means that we're going to have to balance ourselves out in some way by seeking out experienced folks to surround ourselves with, like Blake. Blake's bench coach, Michael Johns, has spent 20 years working in the minor leagues for the Rays, and brings a wealth of experience to the role, and is going to support Blake really, really well. I think that similarly, Paul and I will need to go out of our ways to identify folks with experience, identify folks with the expertise that we're looking for, and supplement the areas where we might be weakest.
Tony Colombi is the new GM of the Washington Nationals, was considered a rising rock star in Philadelphia, and from an analytics and R&D standpoint, just revered around baseball. So let's talk about the structure of how this works. Give us an idea. Again, this is fluid, I feel like, with each organization, and every role is a little different. Mike Rizzo forever was the president of baseball ops here, and there was no general manager. A lot of teams have gone with a model where they have the president and then a GM underneath who does a lot of the work for the president, like is going to happen here. What do you view your role as? Like, give us an idea of what GM means as it pertains to your role, different than Paul Toboni's.
Yeah, I mean, we view the president-GM relationship as a clear partnership. And I think both of us have different experiences coming up through the game. Paul spending more time in amateur scouting, the international space, player development. I spent more time in R&D, in major league strategy, and pro player acquisition. And I think those strengths complement one another. With that said, I don't think we're going to be in a situation where we're splitting up duties 50-50 or whatever percentage you might want to call it. We're going to have our hands in a lot of different areas within the organization and build a partnership where our strengths are on display, but we're also able able to influence the organization in a lot of different areas and in our areas of expertise.
And how do you expect Mike DiBartolo, who's one of the few kind of higher-ranking holdover members of the previous regime, to help you guys out with his institutional knowledge? And what's his seat at the table going to look like here?
Yeah, I mean, Mike has been fantastic, you know, helping me on board. And in general, you know, I've met him a few times over the years, and he's a great hang. He's really knowledgeable, and he's going to bring a lot to the table for us. You know, I think that, like you mentioned, he has a ton of institutional knowledge, but he also just has really strong instincts for the game. He's got great ideas on player acquisition, great ideas on how to maximize our roster, and I think those are areas where he'll shine going forward.
Exciting times for the Washington Nationals as they get very data and analytically driven. Ani Colombi's been named their general manager, joining us on Grant and Danny, your flagship home for the Washington Nationals. This might be a tough question to answer in its vagueness or broadness, but I mean, what are some of your general philosophies and just overall, if I was asked by a caller today, like, what are his paradigms that kind of separate or make him unique on player acquisition? What would you say?
This is a bit of a cliche, but I want to use all of the information possible in order to make decisions. And if that means using the latest and greatest statistical models that help us forecast player performance, then so be it. If that means sending a bunch of scouts out and using our eyeballs, then that's the way we'll do it too. You know, I think that those paradigms don't need to be in conflict with one another. They can really complement one another when done well. And I think that's the future that we're headed toward, where we have a combination of these data-driven methodologies and these human-driven methodologies to come to a really rigorous decision-making process. And the way in which those sources of information are combined is, you know, a little bit of art. I think that's the art of being an executive, is taking in all of these different sources of information and combining them in a reasonable way. The way I think about doing that is to look at the historical track record of all of these sources of information. Are these are scouts like particularly good at assessing this kind of player? Are our models particularly good at assessing a different kind of player? I think those are case studies that I would plan on leaning on going forward.
Ani Colombi, the new general manager of the Nationals. Grant and Danny on the Fan on a field trip Friday from Pupatella Pizza out in Leesburg. Ani, specific to, you know, your next couple of weeks and what they look like, I mean, there's not a lot of time here to just kick back and get to know the building and learn the ropes, so to speak.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're in the offseason. It's player acquisition time. How does that work in this whirlwind where obviously you're going to be heavily involved, but I'm sure Paul's already been working the phones. They've made multiple trades to add top five prospects. He's probably already having conversations about other deals. Like, how do you join midstream and add to that? Were you involved at all, even during the interview process in the Perales deal or the Harry Ford deal before you were named GM?
Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, honestly, the front office needs to operate regardless of whether certain folks in key positions are in place. And I think Paul and the group have taken on that challenge really, really well, and they've made some really exciting moves. But at the same time, you know, I was in a difficult spot where I was interviewing for the role. There wasn't so much that they could share with me because there was a chance I would go back to a division rival. So ultimately, a lot of those trade conversations needed to be kept under wraps. And because of that, over the last 48 hours, as I've been onboarded, I've been catching up on trade conversations, been catching up on, in general, the Nationals' way of doing business. And that is going to require some scale-up time. But at the same time, you know, the rest of the league isn't going to wait for you either. So we need to move fast. We need to be decisive. And I need to work really, really hard and really, really quickly to integrate myself into the decision-making processes that Paul and the others has already set up.
It feels like, based on the limited moves we've seen so far, that this is going to be a little bit of a longer vision here in talking about moving Ferrer and going to get Perales or even the previous deal, Jake Bennett rather for Perales or Ferrer for Harry Ford. Do you view this as you guys kind of starting a build that could take some time and really prioritizing flooding the system with talent and adding young players for the future? How do you view the roster construction?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to put a specific timeline on it. What we'll say is that we want to build an organization that is a consistent winner that other organizations really look up to and view as the model of decision-making prowess and in general, baseball prowess. And in doing so will take some time. I think that there are going to be opportunities to accrue long-term value over the next few years, and we're likely going to take those depending on what's available in the marketplace. But ultimately, we just want to make the best decisions possible. If that means pushing our chips to the center when it's appropriate to do so, then we'll do so. If that means optimizing for the long term, then we'll do that as well.
And there's obviously two pretty marquee talents that have been banted about in trade rumors already in Mackenzie Gore and CJ Abrams. I know you're just a couple of hours in and days on the job, but you know, how do you go about contributing to those discussions right off the bat? I mean, you've got so much knowledge, luckily, from being in the division and seeing those guys play and numbers that you can kind of crunch. How does that work in terms of figuring out where to go with the big names in this organization?
Yeah, it's a funny situation because obviously, like you mentioned, I'm a very recent addition to the organization, and because of that, I don't have the full context of the last few years and how those have gone, except from what I've been able to observe from the outside looking in. With that said, both of those guys are Gore and Abrams are extremely talented. And all I'm really in a position to say right now, given I'm only a few hours in, is to say that, you know, I think I do have some context on the rest of the league, on players throughout the rest of the league who I think can help us. But it's difficult to put my stamp on anything specific at the moment.
Yeah, makes sense. Ani Kolombi, the new GM of the Washington Nationals, joining us here on Grant and Danny. One thing about coming over from Philadelphia that I find interesting and that I really like about your background, I don't view the Phillies just kind of from 10,000 feet as like super R&D or analytics-driven. You were running that department. You obviously had the long track record with the Rays that makes, you know, a lot more obvious sense in that way. How much did that help you, do you think, to be in an organization with a Dave Dombrowski that felt like it was a little bit more scout-driven, older school, a little bit of checkbook baseball, and to get that side of the experience as well in terms of being able to have a feel for both sides?
Yeah, I mean, I consider myself extremely fortunate to have worked with a lot of really talented baseball executives who have have occasionally different views on how to build a roster. So, I mean, you go like including Paul and Dave Dombrowski and Sam Fold and Preston Mattingly, Eric Neander, Matt Silverman, Chaim Bloom, James Click, Peter Bendix, Matt Arnold for a short period of time. Like, you know, very, very fortunate to have worked with all of them, and all of them have a little bit of a different flavor on how they approach decisions and how they approach maximizing short and long-term value. And that gives you a lot, that gives anyone in those types of front offices a lot of really good reps, communicating information, presenting information to decision makers, and understanding varying points of view on how to utilize scarce resources. And those reps are, they're invaluable. I think, you know, if everyone has an opportunity in their career to work for multiple different types of front offices, I would highly, highly recommend it. I think it's a lot of fun. It's eye opening, gives you an opportunity to try different skills, focus more on communication for a while, focus more on technical growth for a while. And those skills are incredibly valuable in a job as varied as the GM role.
Ani, when you rattle off those names of the people you've worked with, what an incredible list. I mean, that's like the Avengers of front office executives or something. And a lot of them are considered some of the smartest in the sport. Pretty amazing. And I think for my listeners, it gives you a real nice indication in addition to how you come off in the interview of as to why you were considered not only a rising star, but you're now the GM of the Nationals. All right, before we let you go, and I appreciate the time, we're going to get to know you a little bit. I've got some non-baseball questions for you just to get to know Ani Kolombi off of the diamond a little bit. You ready?
Oh, you bet.
All right. Favorite meal. This is like last meal. We're not thinking about health here. We're just eating for enjoyment. What are we crushing?
Favorite meal is there is a Timex fusion place in St. Petersburg, Florida called Natale's that has an incredible Penang mole burrito. And that would absolutely be my number one.
Bonus points for the very specific poll. I like that. Sounds like somebody's made a stop there or two. All right, favorite movie?
Favorite movie is probably the original Star Wars.
Oh, man. My co-host Danny's going to be very excited to hear that. He is a Star Wars nerd. Every Halloween he's wearing I call it the cape, but I guess it's a cloak, or I don't know. I'm not a Star Wars guy. All right, last TV show you binged?
Well, most recently I've been watching Pluribus. I wouldn't count that as a binge because I've watched it sort of episode by episode. But Severance, I would say, is probably the one I most recently really dug my teeth into.
Ooh, I like that. All right, very good. And then stand-up comedian that you enjoy? Is there anybody you like to watch that makes you laugh? Or that or like an actor that you really enjoy in funny films?
I haven't gone to a lot of comedy shows. One that my wife and I went to recently was Jeff Arcuri. I thought he was really, really good. He has seems like a pretty big following and growing following, and he's really funny. He has tremendous crowd work.
All right, very cool. Well, Ani, we're excited, man. This is a breath of fresh air time in the organization. The deep dive now into R&D has got people really juiced up, and the hiring that came down this week is fun, and we're excited about it. So thanks for the time, congratulations, and best of luck to you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and I'm super excited.
That's Ani Kolombi, the general manager of the Washington Nationals on Grant and Danny. Next, the Washington Post wrote a piece about seven Commanders with something to prove tomorrow night against the Eagles. We'll go through those seven players, see what we agree with and disagree with. That's next on The Fan Live from Pupatella Pizza in Leesburg.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to Toby for the update. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Wizards in action tonight, taking on the Spurs. It's Wemby season. Hopefully he doesn't do too much damage. Although every time I've looked up at the TV screen in the studio for the last hour,
it's been a Wemby highlight.
Somebody's showing Wemby. I'm like, what am I missing here? What's going on? I don't think the highlights are from the game tonight yet. I don't think that's how it works. But there'll be a few you could probably add to the reel starting tomorrow. Speaking of reels, I've got something you guys need to check out on Instagram. At Grant H. Paulson on IG for what is a fun little number that we put together here in studio of our producers. We have three of them today. Darris is out on a little mini staycation. You've got Clary, who I think is in Dallas right now. Is that where he is?
That is where he is. Yes, good pull.
Although I heard he's going to one of those Cosm places to watch a game.
What is that word, by the way?
Everyone's so jealous.
I don't know what that is.
Dude, these are amazing. You've probably seen it and don't even know it. These Cosm screens are 50K, not 5K, but like 50K, 18 million high definition pixel technology. And they have them in a few cities, LA, Dallas. I want one here so badly. And you sit there on IMAX, basically, and you watch these games shot essentially like you're on the field, like you're in the end zone with the players running at you in the front row. And it's almost like a stadium experience, stadium seating, movie theater style, but think like Udvar Hazy with the IMAX that takes up the entire building. And it's like being on the field at a game. You haven't seen these?
I've not. COSM is the word?
COSM. COSM.
Huh.
I've never seen that. The guy on, who is the creator of all of this from Radio Row last year. I think you were part of that interview. I'm not sure.
Okay.
If you were, you studied for the quiz and then you forgot.
And then
the quiz.
I forgot. It's all gone right now.
After. I might have done it by myself and we just aired it. I don't know.
COSM.
COSM.
I know the Bridge of Khazad-dûm, where Gandalf confronts the Balrog and they fall to the highest peak of the lowest dungeon of the earth, but that's not what you're talking about.
Guy, look up COSM, Los Angeles, Dallas.
COSM.
It's this massive curved, like 8K plus LED display with, I only know it for sports, but I'm sure they do it for a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Think of the sphere, but for sports viewing. Is the closest thing I could comp it to.
So this looks like Willy Wonka that they're showing the example of. It looks like a big TV. No?
That would be the most disrespectful way in the history of the world to describe what COSM is. But yeah, sure, it's a big TV. That's a start.
But it looks like a movie theater kind of, but just a big TV. So it's less. I don't know how to explain it, but like it. No.
In the commercial break, I'll come over there and show you. But okay. I would like get on your Twitter feed or whatever and just look up like COSM sports viewing. And you'll see people watching these games, and it's awesome. But anyway, what I want people to check out on Instagram at Grant H. Paulson is our producers, Toby, Wes, and Vic, trying to draw coconut cake offsides.
It's really good.
So JP Finley, for some reason, got coconut cake today, like a giant coconut cake. And I know what you're thinking, coconut cake's disgusting. Why would he do that? I don't know either, but I guess he likes it.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone made him coconut cake for Christmas.
So the cake part was excellent. The coconut icing, you know, it's fine. It's limited by its coconut-isms. But the cake was really good.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Because cake is good.
Cake's delicious.
But it's coconut cake.
Right.
And that ruins the cake.
Right. So the icing part wasn't as good.
You know what
the
I should have done?
Hmm.
I didn't even consider
scrape
this.
The icing right
Maybe
off?
Maybe I will. I might just go scrape some of the icing
this,
off. I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, because the you know what I'm talking about? The cake part. The cake, the meat of the cake, so to speak, was divine. Really good.
But if you guys have seen this trend online where you try to draw things offside, so they were trying to draw coconut cake offsides, and I posted a video of Toby and Wes and Vic doing it and asked you guys who wore it best, who did it better. Do we have the audio, a little behind the scenes? The video adds to this at Grant H. Paulson on Instagram, but let's just, based on what you can hear, let's see who did the best job trying to draw the coconut cake offsides.
58's the mic, 58's the mic. Green 19, suck, go! Can! Sonny!
Let's go.
Okay, so stop.
So Toby had to burn a timeout there.
So Toby canned it, which I liked, with the can on the headphones.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. But he did have to burn a timeout. And he had one. He was fine with
that. He had one to burn, yeah.
He's not going to snap it. That was a kill play. Understand that. So here was Wes. Now, I will say, Wes, from an audible standpoint, this is not going to quite sell what Wes did. Wes went with the hurry up to the line like it's a tush-push situation.
Good body language on Wes on this one.
So here's Wes.
Let's go.
Ha! That was good.
Run in! Go! Ha ha!
Ready. Hurry. Grenade team! Is it hot?
That's pretty good.
I mean, that was good, too.
I also like the voice changing a little bit there. And if when you watch the video, you think he looks a lot like Luigi, the bad guy who did the bad thing.
Yep.
He does look a lot like Luigi the bad
guy. If you're saying to yourself, does he look like... The answer is yes.
It's not Luigi Mangione or whatever that guy's name is.
Right.
It's Wes. Very different person.
Yeah.
Although the first time I met him was like a couple of days after what happened.
The timing was pretty crazy.
And I was like, oh my God, do I have to call someone? Do I have to say something? What am I doing here?
Like, hey man, nice to meet you. Is anyone looking for you?
And I felt bad about it. And I said to Wes, I was like, dude, I got to tell you something. I don't know if anyone's ever said this before. I feel uncomfortable. He's like, I know.
He goes, I know.
Like Luigi. And then he showed me a side-by-side that his buddy had made for him. It's like, oh my God, dude, you look just like that guy. Has your life been terrible for the last 48 hours or what? I mean, did anyone ever call the cops? Like, did you ever get investigated or anything?
No, I didn't get investigated, but at Virginia Tech, they posted it on like their bar stool. So people were coming up to me at bars, taking pictures with me.
That's a weird thing. But that's a whole nother story.
That's a whole second story,
like,
yeah.
The whole, like, let's take pictures with this guy and make it out like he's the good guy for some reason. I'm not a big fan of like the making the murderer the hero, but that's another story for another day. But the fact that I was not the first one made it a little more comfortable for me to talk to you about it.
Oh, yeah. And then Claire, the first time I met him, he came up to me, the team 980, all of them. Like, the whole office was in it.
We all noticed the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty noticeable.
Okay, so that was pretty good by you to try to draw some offsides.
I thought West did a really good job.
But I got to tell you, the guy that drew the cake offsides, the guy that you need, if you need Aaron Rodgers and Rodgers isn't around, the guy that's going to get him to jump is Slick Vic Ferreira.
Ready. Hurry. Grenade team. Is it hot? 53. Yeah, we're good. Saddle up. Is it hot?
God, I jumped.
He got me right there. He's got one more.
Go.
Now the go at the end pops me. So two things. One, did you say saddle up at one point?
He saddled up.
That is a saddle up there, yeah.
Has any quarterback ever used saddle up?
No, but that's what's unique about my cadence there.
I kind of love saddle up. I might have to text Kirko and see if he'll give us a saddle up this weekend.
Just sneak one in.
You know, we don't need like Rhonda or Sunday. Let's go saddle up. I kind of like that. It's pretty good.
Vic is really good at that.
Vic's great at that. But the best part is after he didn't draw him off sides, the simple go. And then he dropped back. Now, you don't see that on audio. You'll see that at Grant H. Paulson on Instagram. Let me hear Vic's again one more time. I do think Vic wore it best.
I think everyone's good. I think Vic's great.
No, Toby's pummels. It's great. Wes's visual. The audio on his is not as good, although I did kind of jump on the last one. But his is like the let's rush to the line. Like, that was perfect.
So at first when I saw Wes's, I was like, okay, that's third. Nothing wrong with it, but it's like, okay, that wasn't the best. Upon further review, it's growing on me.
It gets better. Yeah. It's the voice where he really stresses and kind of cracks at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. But Vic, you take the win home, buddy.
Ready. Hurry. Grenade team. Is it hot? 53. Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
A lot of confidence.
Saddle up. Is it hot?
God.
Reset. Go.
Go is perfect.
Go. One other fun thing about that, we were filming right in the middle area of all of the radio stations here, all the studios. So we call it the bullpen, but it's just out in the common area where everybody kind of wanders around. And we're about 15 feet from where Chris Russell was doing his show, who's the loudest person in the history of doing radio. We have soundproof rooms. And if you're a mile away from Russell's studio, walking, you can hear him
through multiple closed doors.
And Russell, think about this. You don't even know this yet. He had the nerve to text and say, could you guys keep it down? I'm like, you told us to keep it down? That is tough, man. What's the saying about the pot and the kettle? I mean, give me a break.
I believe the great Phyllis and Mulga said it best. How dare you?
Joe Witt got mad at the Jets for not generating takeaways.
Man.
Terry McLaurin is scolding someone for not being ready to practice in the summer.
The irony is so thick you could walk on it. Bro.
Unreal.
Come on.
But if you want to check that out, at Grant H. Paulson.
Quality bit right there.
Go vote on who wore it best. Speaking of votes, our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day is available on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter. That's the Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. Let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do your heavy lifting. Take it to the house. More at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. I want to play Is It Weird here? And I want to play Is It Weird for our poll of the day, because I think the way that I want to live my life is a way that you guys are going to think is ridiculous. I don't enjoy shopping for Christmas presents online. Not only that, I much prefer to join the rat race. On a night like tonight, I get excited to drive, even in a little bit of traffic, into Tyson's Corner to go to Tyson's Mall to walk around, to hear the Christmas music playing on the speakers, to see everybody getting their bags, to see the lit up tree and Santa seeing what people want at one little corner of the mall where he's going to be sitting. I like the hustle and the bustle. I like the chaos and the madness. I know I can conveniently sit at home a month out, order everything, and make sure it gets there. Pay a little extra for shipping if you wait too long. I want to shop in person. We've actually made this our poll of the day. Do you prefer to do your Christmas shopping online or in person? And Danny, I know, just by bringing this up before the show, when this came up, you think this is absolutely outrageous and the weirdest thing ever.
This is crazy. This is it right here. The idea that you're going to go, are you guys leaving? I'll follow you to your car. Are you leaving? Just slowly driving around a parking lot, getting in 7 near accidents, hoofing it around that mall, looking at the map going, do I need to go to KB Toys or wait, which one do we need to go
but
to?
Here's the thing.
Not knowing where to go.
Guy, I'm not going to have a list of things I'm grabbing. I'm going store to store.
You're just
going to
mill around the store?
I'm going to mill about mall rat, and I'm going to go store to store. Oh, do I want to walk in there? Maybe they have something fun. Oh, I like this. This is cute. I'll get it for the girl.
I haven't been to L.L. Bean in a while. Let me just saunter in there.
Absolutely.
Is there a structure store for a button-down flannel? What are you doing?
I love it. It's what makes me feel like I'm in the Christmas spirit. And if I don't go shopping in person, which has never happened, but in a hypothetical where I didn't.
Like it was denied you.
I wouldn't be ready for Christmas. I wouldn't feel like I took advantage of the season. It's the music. It's the lights. It is the frenetic pace of the night and the people that are out. It is a little bit of the chaos and the finding the parking spot.
I can't believe you thrive on that. Not normally.
If it wasn't Christmas, I wouldn't. Like, I don't enjoy generally hunting for parking spots when I'm going to eat or something. That's terrible. But the Christmas season, the one or two, and I'll do it multiple times generally. I'll get you like a mid-December situation a week ago, and then normally December 22nd to the 24th is the sweet spot. We got to go back out with the masses and rub elbows and just see what everybody's up to, basically.
Why?
I need to go to a bookstore at the mall and just wander around and buy a couple books no one's going to read. Like, it's really fun to me.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine this day and age. The point of the list is to check off the things on the list. What have you done for this kid? What have you done for that kid? What have you done for this uncle? What have you done for your sister? What have you done for your parents? You go, boom. You're ripping through. If you got to go to a store, you got to go to a store. Like, there's sometimes I have to go to a store. I understand that, but you're checking it off.
How about this?
You're basically going, can I get in traffic real quick?
If I need, like, I'm just going to make something up, but if I was going to get my wife a coat, okay?
And this is totally hypothetical. It's not what you did.
She doesn't need a coat. She doesn't want a coat.
Right, right.
Let's say my wife wanted a coat, and I know I can get online, and I can go to, I don't even know what store
she likes. Coats.org.
Coats.coat.
Yeah.
Or I can go to the Coats brick and mortar store at Tyson's tonight. I'm 1,000% choosing to wait until I can go and then go to the Coats store and do some shtick with the person that works there and get the coat off the rack.
Oh, my God.
And, and then maybe eat at the food court and listen to the music and, you know, go watch Santa from above for a couple of minutes. Like, yeah, man, it's the mall. It's Christmas time. It's the best.
So I'm going to say the same thing. It's the mall at Christmas time. Snap my neck. Take me off. Rip my head right off my body.
Christmas guy.
The mall at Christmas, dude? That's what you're like. You're going, it's the mall at Christmas for true. Like, what?
The mall at Christmas is the most wondrous, beautiful thing that you can experience.
The mall is fine. Like, I'm a mall guy. I like Tyson's Corner Center just fine. I actually think it gets a bad rap because the traffic's so terrible going over there. But I've been over there dozens of times with my kids, with one kid, with just my wife. We've done events over there. They know what the hell they're doing. It's great.
Yeah.
You're basically going, can I sign up for that, for like doorbusters? Can I see if I can get elbowed in the larynx over the last Cabbage Patch Kid or whatever? Like, that's insane that anyone would go, I not only do I have to do it, understanding that I have to do it because that's where this one gift is, you like it and wouldn't miss it? I can't believe it.
That's Danny Rouye's take. He's not a big Christmas guy, boys and
huge
girls.
Christmas guy. Get it done.
You sound like a Christmas guy.
Yeah, the gifts are for the kids. Very happy with them.
But this is why we're doing the poll of the day right now. Do you prefer to do your Christmas shopping online or in person? Go vote. Metropolitan Moving and Storage. It's the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. We'll take your calls on this next. Is it weird? I like going to the mall. I like being out and about with the people on the week of Christmas. I don't need to sit there online and do everything conveniently on my couch. 800-636-1067. G&D on The Fan.
taking you up to 6:30 on Grant and Danny live on the Fan. We're at Pupatella Pizza in Leesburg. Come on out and hang with us as we get ready for the Commanders and the Eagles tomorrow. Looking forward to getting out to Northwest Stadium and seeing the tailgate scene tomorrow afternoon. That's the one thing I really do like about the non-1 o'clock games is I can get over there a little earlier, walk around the parking lots a little bit. You smell some of that grilled meat.
Sure.
Get to bump into some listeners and just hang out ahead of the game because you got a lot of runway leading up to kickoff.
Yeah, there's no morning rush, right? It's like that leisurely tailgate where you get set up and you still got hours to kill.
Also, traffic just better in general because there's more time where everyone's funneling in. Mm-hmm. Whereas for the 1 o'clock, it's basically like you're getting there between 9 and 10:30. You know, that's kind of when everyone's showing up. There's people that are on the early bus, so to speak, that are getting to that area down by noon. There's people coming as late as 2:30. You know, 2:45 right after the dentist appointment. But basically all the way up to kickoff, it's a staggered like 5 hours of arrivals. So I just find it way more pleasant to go to the game. And a lot of people, hopefully, will be going to their first game this season. Maybe you got cheap tickets. Maybe you got tickets for the kids on the holidays or something. Ideally, the local team shows out and the product is good enough to warrant your time, your energy, your effort on a holiday weekend.
I hope so. I hope those that, you know, paid or got stuck or couldn't get out of it or whatever aren't screaming.
I just really like watching football.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? I just hope it's not a miserable experience for you. I mean, the thing that turned it off for me so that I will never go there again was a game like this. I thought they'd be good. They were terrible. I bought the tickets way in advance for way too much money at the peak of the market like an idiot. And I got screamed at by Cowboy fans in front of me, to the side of me, behind me, and to my left and right the entire game. And it was one of the worst games I've ever seen. And it was the most miserable experience I ever had. And I went, I paid for this. I deserve this. This was my stupid decision. I hope people don't have that experience.
We're running through the players, according to a piece in the Post by Tom Shad, that have the most to prove. I'd said yesterday, I thought Jake Moody was a guy.
You were on it.
Who's worth monitoring. He's on this list. The kicker who they brought in is 14 of 17 on the season. The vast majority of those kicks not in Washington. But what I'm interested in here, they have not really challenged him at all beyond 50. They have actively avoided asking him to kick anything from real distance, which has been the bugaboo in his career. They got rid of Matt Gay, who can't make 50-plus yard field goals. And they brought in Moody, who previously in his career had not been able to either. Great collegiate kicker at Michigan, has bounced around now from the 49ers to the Bears, among other stops, to Washington because of his inconsistencies. Sure would be nice if he could finish the season with a bunch of makes, and then you go into the offseason feeling like maybe you've got your kicker on the roster. Although I got to say, at this point, no matter what, I think you probably need to bring someone in to compete with Jake Moody in training camp.
This has been a very curious thing to me. In an evaluation phase, they've chosen to not put him in tough spots. And I guess if you want to build up somebody long-term, like, in other words, if you had a franchise quarterback you're trying to spoon-feed, you wouldn't throw him in against Seattle on a short week, right? Something like that. But for a kicker that's already a journeyman that you're, you know, you don't owe anything to, they've been very careful with him, it seems like, which I just find interesting is all. Just interesting pathology. Like, to me, if I didn't care about a guy, I'd go, sink or swim, let's see. You're in the life of a free agent kicker now. Make it or don't, who cares? But they've kind of been very, hey, let's give him a chance to build up his confidence. We want him to want to be here or whatever. To me, this is deep end time, right? If you got a 55-yarder, let's tee it up.
Next one on the list is Ben Sinnott.
Yeah.
We don't talk about any player on this team right now. It sounds like, seems like more than Ben Sinnott. But don't look now. There's a gleam, man. There's a gleam. First time all season, and I would venture to guess in his career, he has caught a pass in consecutive games.
Look out.
8-yard catch against the Vikings in a 31-0 shutout. And then the 36-yard catch and run where he was rumbling, stumbling, tumbling against the New York Giants. That brings his season total, Danny. Can I get a drum roll, please, Danny? 5 catches for 77 yards. Career, 10 catches for 105 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's a hell of a game.
That's a nice Puka Nacua half.
His nice game for his career over these 30 career games, but let's throw the ball to Ben Sinnott.
Let's get wild. Just a few targets. I promise you, I'm not asking for anything crazy. I'm just saying the second-round pick from last year that plays on offense, where 2 players are now injured and out that you can't throw to even if you wanted to, aren't available.
Why not? Just a couple times.
A couple times, that's all.
Two more players to watch quickly. We got Deron Payne listed. 37 tackles, 6 TFLs, 2 sacks, and a forced fumble in 13 starts. He's been a little bit inconsistent. Obviously missed a game this year with a suspension after the punch of Amon-Ra St. Brown. But he is a guy going into the final year of his deal next season. And you say, well, he's under contract. What is there to see here? Well, not really. In the same way Laremy Tunsil is under contract, we already know he's going to be asking for a payday. Deron Payne could pull the McLaurin. He could say, I want money. I want guaranteed cash beyond this season. I want a new deal. And so it provides leverage for him, if he can finish strong and put up some numbies here, to go get a payday going into that final year of his deal. The last guy on the list, Mikey Sanristil, who's made 69 tackles and has picked off 4 passes. As a team, Washington has 7 interceptions. He's got 4 of them on the year. Sanristil, a second-year player, former Michigan Wolverine. He'll be entering year 3 of his 4-year rookie contract. I think what I'm most compelled by as far as Sanristil, do you just leave him outside?
I do, but I don't know. Yeah, what are they thinking here?
At what point do we stop trying to force him into the nickel where he didn't play well this year, when last year and this year he's actually played really well on the boundary? Like, at what point do you just go, we had a plan, he's proven our plan was wrong, and he's good, so let's not fix something that's not broken?
And my answer is now, like, to that question, I'm going, I'm not an evaluator, but I've seen enough.
So
I feel
here's
like you've got
logic.
That solved.
So I want to. This is actually interesting. I want to get your reaction to this. What they say is, because I'm saying the same thing. Hey, guys, he's good outside. He wasn't good inside. Stop playing him inside.
Right.
And what they say is, it's way harder to find a good player inside than outside. And we think he could be good inside. Imagine it like, I don't know, the comp would be like, you know, you're trying to find the perfect Christmas present or something like that, right? And it's really hard to find the perfect Christmas present. So you know you can go to one store and get something okay, but that store might have something amazing if you look around a little bit more. They're going, it's just too hard to go sight unseen and find another player who's great in the nickel. We're going to make it work with him because we know he's talented. That's kind of their idea.
And I totally get that idea. My point is, if you do it your way, 2 positions are not solved. If you do it my way, 1 is. I know it's the easier of the two. 100% I'm aware. Being a nickel cornerback in this league is damn near impossible. I mean, it really is. The amount of options, the amount of motion, the amount of traffic you have to go through, all the options, there's no sideline as an extra defender. It is an impossible ask for anybody to do. I understand that. You still don't have that solved. That may be your white whale. You also, if you put him inside, still don't have 2 positions solved, in my view. I think the gamble, I don't, and it's probably unfair. In old Randy Duhier's scouting notebook, I'm going, I don't think he can do the nickel thing. I think he can do the outside thing at a pretty good level. I'll figure out the variable at some point, but I've now solved 1 spot that I didn't have at the beginning of this year, that outside corner.
There's a bevy of games this weekend that are going to help determine playoff spots. There's a plethora of clubs that will flat out get eliminated based on how they play on Sunday. Let's get into some of the matchups next. You're listening to Grant and Danny live from Leesburg at Pupatella Pizza. We're hanging out until 6:30 on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.